I also see that the patient then received daratumumab, the monoclonal antibody.
Right.
Can you talk a little bit about kind of what you explained to him about what daratumumab is and what your own vision is of how it works and what your experience is with it?
Yeah. So again, just prior to receiving daratumumab, we gave him ixazomib as well, which he did not respond to at all. And so we were essentially out of quote unquote chemotherapy agents, if you will. So the way to explain that to him was that we really weren't relying on a chemotherapeutic approach, but rather allowing his immune system to take care of the myeloma cells, then explaining the marker on the myeloma cells that this antibody binds to and then recruits his immune system in to take care of them. And so it was the idea that it doesn't make any difference if you're chemo resistant because now your immune system is taking over the rest of the process.
I know there's been an issue with the length of infusion that is sometimes necessary with daratumumab. How long typically does it take, particularly for the first infusion?
Yeah, that first infusion is 8.5 hours. That's what we tell patients. We get them very early. They're the first patients in the clinic that morning. They get pre-medicated, which has to happen. And then following that, the infusions get much shorter. So second infusion generally runs between 4 and 6. And most of them after that, we tell them 4 hours.
And I know there was also a report of the use of daratumumab subcutaneously. Do you know anything about that? Have you talked about the possibility of giving it subcutaneously?
No, we haven't done that. There was a good study where that was done, and people seem to tolerate it very well. So I know that's moving forward to see if it still has the same efficacy as the IV version, but that would be a very nice step forward.
So this man, after having multiple therapies, now gets started on daratumumab, which really has not been around that long, a couple of years. What happened when he got the daratumumab?
Yeah, so he responded like we've never seen him respond to any chemotherapy agent. And so for the first time ever, he actually went into a complete response. And
wow.
So after all the years of chemotherapy agents, immunomodulatory agents, he experienced a complete response probably within that first 8 weeks when you're getting it weekly. And now he's on the every other week dosing for another couple of weeks.
And what has been your experience with the drug in terms of efficacy? Have you seen other patients like this with good responses?
Yeah, we've seen patients with really good responses. And then, of course, we've seen patients who haven't responded as well or even at all. So as a single agent, which is where we started using it originally, it only had around a 30% response rate. And I suppose that's probably where we sought to get these kinds of complete responses. We've seen a couple of patients with really nice complete responses. A lot of people get partial responses. But again, I think we're doing better now that we combine it with either the lenalidomide or pomalidomide as well.
Can you talk a little bit about the issues in terms of transfusions for patients with daratumumab? I know there's an issue in terms of blood typing.
Yeah, so before patients get their first daratumumab infusion, we have to send several samples to the blood bank as well because it does confound the typing. And so if those patients do need transfusions later, we always alert the blood bank. And the blood bank knows ahead of time they're flagged in the system then as well. So they're never going to be perfect cross matches. And so the blood bank always tells us that even though we know why they're not, there's some confounding issues in there.
Any other issues with daratumumab in your clinical experience that you think are important to know about?
I think it's a very well-tolerated drug, and I don't have a lot of bad experiences with it. I think the patients dislike coming in for that first one and maybe weekly for the first 8 weeks in terms of if they've been just on an oral agent, that visit to the clinic becomes a challenge for 8 straight weeks. But after that, it's okay.
So there is another monoclonal antibody that's been approved, elotuzumab. It's used with lenalidomide. Can you talk about your experience there, again, in terms of efficacy and tolerability?
Yeah, so we've used less elotuzumab. It's slightly less effective in the clinical trials, needs to be used in combination with lenalidomide. And some of these patients have been quite resistant to lenalidomide as well. So we move past that. And a lot of patients who may be early on in their relapse or right on lenalidomide, we can add that in there. But we tend to use less of the elotuzumab in our facility than we do the daratumumab.
Any tolerability issues with elo?
No, again, I think that not significant tolerability issues, a few maybe minor infusion reactions, but infusion times are less as well, which I think patients appreciate.